It's a well-known phenomenon, the inevitable lull after a success, after a big event, or after a holiday. Today we're in the post-Christmas phase. After all the build-up to Christmas, often with its mounting stress of shopping and making family arrangements, kids finishing school, suddenly we're on the other side of the big day. Many people will adjust to the quieter pace by perhaps watching the Boxing Day test. Now, test cricket inevitably helps you to slow down. For some people, it perhaps helps them slow down to the point where they catch a few Z's dozing during the match. The Christian life, too, is characterized by high points and lulls. Christmas and Easter are high points, so in between them, it's reasonable to expect that not much goes on, really, that matters. But actually, discipleship is seen as much by what we do the day after a peak experience as it is by what happens on a big day. Think about what Jesus did the day after the Transfiguration, the day when God's glory visibly descended on him atop a mountain. And God declared him to be his son with Peter and John looking on. This is recorded in Luke 9. The next day, Jesus healed a boy possessed by an evil spirit. Jesus taught about his death. He explained the cost of following him. In other words, he kept faithfully carrying out the mission God had given him. And I take that to mean that we should aim to be as faithful and worshipful on Boxing Day as on Christmas Day. So whether the date is the 27th, 28th, the 1st, 2nd, or anything, it's still a day to begin in prayer. It's still a day to look for what God would have us do in our spheres of influence. And it's still a day for us to take steps of obedience to God. This kind of consistency in behavior is what Paul urged the Philippian church to pursue when he wrote to them. He said in Philippians 1, verse 27, "Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." Eugene Peterson, who's well known for his work on the Message Bible, noted that in contemporary society, religion is too often conceived as a kind of tourism. Worship is like a visit to an attraction, at which a tour guide pastor entertains us with stories to inform and inspire. But discipleship won't flourish with that kind of mindset, a mindset which is seeking convenience and immediate results. Instead, we need to think of the Christian life as being about lifelong learning. Remember, a disciple is a learner. That's what the word means. So lifelong learning and lifelong pilgrimage. Peterson says, "Pilgrims are people who spend their lives going somewhere, going to God, and whose path for getting there is the way, that is Jesus Christ. We realize that this world is not our home and set out for the Father's house. Abram, who went out, he's our archetype, and Jesus gives us directions. I am the way, the truth, and the life." And the letter to the Hebrews defines our program. We run with perseverance the race set before us. When I was growing up in Canberra, often on a Saturday I would go for a ride around Lake Burley Griffin. It was about a 30-kilometre round trip from my home, and the journey had familiar landmarks along the way. The Scrivener Dam and Black Mountain with its peninsula down by the lake. There was Kings Avenue Bridge. and on the way home, the mint. Those landmarks became rewards for me to keep on going. Even if my legs were getting tired, I'd see a landmark, a familiar marker up ahead, and press on to reach it. For every hill climb, there were also downhill glides and cruising. There was joy in the journey because I was working my body and I was out and about in the bush capital. God calls us to join the journey of faith. There will be high points. There will be familiar landmarks along the way, such as Christmas, with all the celebration and joy that that brings. And there will also be personal struggles and triumphs. And through it all, there will be the need to simply press on, to keep running the race, to keep striving together for the faith of the gospel. And this is what next day spirituality involves, persistently moving forward in obedience to God, enjoying the journey while following the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus, our Lord. So as the new year opens up for us, let's all be people who persevere in this race that is faith, day after day, looking to Jesus as we live out the gospel. Amen.